My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about the number one paid ads campaign we have run and why you should copy it. So I remember back in the day, this was my Treehouse days when I was working. This was an online education company. I gambled the entire company. So this is 54 people's livelihoods. I gambled the entire company on YouTube advertising. So
Before you get started, you're making it sound really bad. Eric didn't gamble it and being like, I'm just going to run an experiment. And if people have to get fired, they have to get fired. It was a very calculated risk. The company needed a win or else they weren't going to do well. And Eric pretty much pulled a rabbit out of a hat.
Yes, I got very lucky. And let me tell you how I did it. Here's a story. So I was 25 years old and I joined the company. Within a month, I got promoted to running the marketing team, had no management experience, right? And the guy before me basically quit because he was unhappy that I got promoted. And so I took a look at his campaigns and we were basically running a lot on Google. And what I saw was that I was like, whoa, there was a period of time where we were running YouTube ads and it was actually, the cost per acquisition was actually very good. It was actually half of what we were aiming for. And at the time, you know, we only had 5 months of cash left in the bank and my directive was to figure it out or else I'm going to be let go in the next month, right? Even though I was brand new to the company. So I was like, okay, you know, to me, I was putting all my chips on one thing and I bet the chips on YouTube advertising and that ended up working out because originally we were acquiring about probably 1,000 new users a month. After I started running YouTube advertising, we've ramped all the way up to like 5,000 or 6,000 users a month, right? And then from there, it just kept scaling. And that ended up going to helping us raise our Series B round, which gave us even more runway so the company could hire more people and do more things. So that's one of the most successful that I can remember. I'm sure there's some other ones, but that one always comes to mind first because there's a lot of people's kind of livelihoods riding on that.
Yeah, but every time you tell that story,
you make it sound so bad because you're just like, yeah, I did a gamble and, you know, a lot of people could have lost their jobs because of me. It was more so the company was running out of money and you didn't take a gamble on YouTube. You were testing a lot of channels, and I'm not trying to knock Eric. It's actually a better story, but he puts it in such a negative light. He was testing many channels. He was seeing results on YouTube, and then you scaled it up and just went through it and spent as much money as you can. Because I remember at that time, it was ROI positive, and you're just like, how much money can I end up spending? But you're doing small little tests, and because they had amazing video production and a studio and everything like that, you're just like, wait, this is working. Let me have these guys create better videos, better scripts, and just blow this and scale it out as much as possible. And it was very calculated. And because of that, the company ended up growing, making more money. And from that point, they were not only to keep those people, but they're even able to hire more people over time as well. So,
correct. Your turn.
So the best ad campaign that I ever did was to a webinar. And, you know, selling a product online directly isn't the hardest thing, but selling an info product for $1,000 with cold traffic is not easy. And one strategy that we ended up using was you create a YouTube or a Facebook video breaking down how people are having a problem. And then we were talking about how the solution's in the webinar. And then they would watch it, sign up for the webinar, which wasn't live. And then they would watch it a later date. And it was an hour webinar. And then a portion of them would be able to buy. And I remember we were getting at least 2-to-1 on our spend, if not 3-to-1. But the biggest lesson I learned from that, and this is why I think this is one of my greatest ads that I ever ran, it made me realize, you know, as marketers, we really stick with tactics like, oh, lookalike audience, upload your email list, and only have, you know, make sure rotating up creatives all the time. But we don't focus on strategy enough. And the whole concept of getting cold traffic to watch our webinar and figuring out how you can create a funnel and use this strategy that can continually drive new revenue from a new audience and you can turn it on like a light switch. For me, that was pretty amazing and it was really hard to do. Now, funny enough, I have a whole blog post. I forgot what the title is. It's like, you can have my business that generates
600, like, 6 million or 600,000. What was it?
I don't know what it was, but I know that business was capping out, if I had to recall the number, somewhere around 650 grand a month in revenue, somewhere around there.
Right. I think another key thing to call out before we hop off on this one is back in the day, because Neil, your campaign was a couple of years ago, mine was a long time ago, you know, people would optimize Google or Facebook very manually. Nowadays, I think the old school people are going to be like, oh, you should optimize everything manually. I think the new way of doing it is thinking about, you know what? Why don't you just let the artificial intelligence figure things out for you and then let them optimize, right? Because usually when you let the AI figure things out now, the performance is actually better because there's just so much data to work off, right? The more you try to micromanage it, the more you're going to run into issues. So, you know, Neil and I come from the old guard, but we're saying make use of the data, make use of the machines now. It's going to help you in the long term. You want to add anything else?
No, that's it. And like I mentioned, I have a blog post on it. So if you want all my scripts and stuff and my webinar templates and PowerPoints and you just want to copy it, you can jack it. It's on my blog.
All right. So that is it for today, guys. Go to marketingschool.io/school if you want to get on the waiting list for the education program that Neil and I are working on, which actually, Neil, reminds me, we actually need to talk about that. Just spoke to someone. So that is it for today. And we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.